I'm Reggie Aki at the CNN Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Here's a look at what's happening right now in the news. President Obama in Montana pushing his health care reform. As many polls show, most Americans against his proposal. The president has been trying to strengthen his message across the country.
We are held hostage at any given moment by health insurance companies that deny coverage or drop coverage or charge fees that people can't afford at a time when they desperately need care. It's wrong. It's bankrupting families, it's bankrupting businesses. And we are going to fix it when we pass health insurance reform this year. We are going to fix it.
Related to all this, a key group of senators has apparently dropped an end-of-life counseling provision in the health care reform bill. Now, that would have paid doctors to spend time talking with their patients about advanced directives like living wills and hospice care options. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the provision is now off the table because it could have been misinterpreted and implemented incorrectly. The provision remains in the three House versions, however. Tempers flare in Pennsylvania, the new home of controversial NFL player Michael Vick. The quarterback just signed with the Philadelphia Eagles after being released from prison.
A lot more people that deserve that amount of money than he does.
Yes, ma'am. But if
and I'm sure you do, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you deserve that much money?
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
Yes, I would love to have that much money.
I'm going to knock on those gates right now, and I say, sign us both up.
Yes,
we want to play. We want to get trained.
Yes, I do. We're going to get us in there. You do
but
it.
You know what? I didn't do this. Vic did this. You can't avoid this. Just because you're sorry doesn't make consequences go away.
Yeah, but...
Remember, Michael Vick was convicted of federal dogfighting charges. Others say that Vick served his jail time and he should be able to move on with his life and his career. I want to update you now on a story out of Broward County, Florida, near Davie, where the turnpike has been closed in both directions because of a traffic-related shooting. The victim appears to be inside the burgundy car, which is a bit hard to see in this shot. What we know so far is that the person was shot and killed while driving alone in the car. The vehicle then crashed into two other cars. That's what we know right now. Please stick with us here at CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.